open the Committee on Rules. Thank you all for being here. And we will, since we carried over Senate Bill 30, we're going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 30. In that opening, we have a letter that was sent to us from Senator Devlin, an explanation of sorts. I'm just introducing that into the record. I don't think there were anybody signed up for Senate Bill 30. We had conversations earlier. So with that introduction of that note from Senator Devlin, you'll get a copy of it here shortly. We'll try to get copies around everybody. It was just a letter. And here it comes. And with that, we're going to close our public hearing on Senate Bill 30. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 30. Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, are you looking for a motion
for the
dash 34s?
Yeah, the 34As.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we can have a clarification of the bill first, and then.
Thank you, Chair Roveland, members of the committee. I'll dispense with the background and what the measure does. We went through a variety of issues last time we discussed this bill. Before you is a proposed dash 34 amendment, the purpose of which changes the period of time during which the Oregon Government Ethics Commission may not disclose the names of relatives or household members supplied on statements of economic interest. It does this by extending the ending date for that time period to January 1, 2010, rather than the effective date of the act as indicated in the measure itself. That is the date on which the provision of the bill, Section 6, abolishes the requirement to include the names of any relative or member of the household. That's when that provision takes effect. So it gets rid of the gap.
So this one takes care of the year, this year's, if anybody turned it in and redacts all that. And the other one takes care of it in the future, so we've pretty much taken care of it. And the
Between
previous
now
one.
And 2010, when
Correct.
The beginning of 2010, when that feature takes effect.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move the dash 34 amendment dated April 7th to Senate Bill 30A.
Representative Edwards moves the dash 30A-34 amendments to Senate Bill 30.
I simplified that.
I know.
You recomplicated
it. I recomplicated it. As you can tell, a lot of work has gone into this bill when we're up to the 34th Amendment. So is there any discussion? Seeing, yes.
No, on the dash. Never
mind. Okay. Seeing none, is there any objection to these amendments? Seeing none, the amendments are accepted. Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 30 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards moves Senate Bill 30A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I do want to mention that we do have our fiscal statement and our revenue statement. I can let my administrator.
Correct. It's Senate Bill 30A as amended that you are moving. It has a no revenue impact. It has an issued fiscal impact statement that is in your packet, I believe.
And I think
the dais in any case.
Yep. And that one indicates a $16,000 impact. So that people understand. No, that's not right on this one. I don't think it is.
There's no.
This
no
one is a
dollar.
No particular dollar one. It just says that it's one of those indeterminate ones. We've checked. And we feel comfortable with this one moving without having to go to revenue. So, is there any discussion? Representative Berger.
Only to say that I'm glad to see this coming. There are some differences between this and the bill that Representative Stigler and I worked on, but actually very few, which is sort of shows that we've all been sort of heading in the right direction, or in at least a similar direction. A lot of folks worked really hard. It's time to get moving on this, maybe even a little later than we should have been moving on this.
Other discussion? I just wanted to say, oh yes, Representative Girard.
Just to speak on behalf, excuse me, of the many rural volunteers et cetera, that we have that work for the benefit of our communities. They appreciate this bill, and I appreciate the chair's moving of this bill.
Thank you very much. And I do want to comment that I really appreciated the counties and the cities and all of the other groups coming together to kind of explain the issues. We found the issues very quickly because when it got implemented, they sent lots of emails to us. It was sorting through all those to find out what were those essential things. And I appreciate all the work that the Senate done, and I appreciate the comments here because I think it is, it was the sudden loss of a lot of volunteers that we had in rural communities that kind of highlighted that where we had moved on Senate Bill 10 and where we needed to start focusing on Senate Bill 30. So I appreciate all the work that's been done by a lot of people and the diligence that our local communities and their representatives have done to keep informing us of the kinds of things that needed to happen to make it better. So I do believe this makes it better. So with that, let's take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Excused.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye. It passes, and Representative Berger and I will co-carry this on the floor. Thank you. And we'll close our hearing on Senate Bill 30. And now we're going to open a public hearing on, is it Senate Bill 85 next?
85. I didn't see a single flashbulb go off or anything.
Okay.
A bunch of people left, too.
Senate Bill 85, and we'll open a public hearing, and we'll have a short explanation by our administrator.
Thank you, Chair Roblin, members of the committee. Senate Bill 85 requires the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to keep confidential all information considered before approving a motion to proceed on its own motion. Allows any person aggrieved to petition for a civil penalty up to $1,000. Declares an emergency. Takes effect on passage. The current law allows the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to investigate possible violations of lobbying ethics laws, either based on a complaint received or on the Commission's own motion. In lieu of receiving a complaint, the Commission is required to keep confidential all information considered before proceeding on a complaint received. This measure makes that same requirement when the Commission investigates without a complaint. And
thank you. Representative Edwards, have a motion on this bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 85 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Edwards moves Senate Bill 85 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, is there anyone who has an objection? Oh, sorry, we have to do a roll call on this one. We'll do a roll call vote on Senate Bill 85.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Do you want to
vote on?
Representative Edwards, would you like to carry this bill?
Sure.
Representative Edwards will carry this bill. Yes. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I would like request that the rules be suspended in order to allow Representative Jensen to vote on House Bill or Senate Bill 30A.
Representative Berger moves that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Jensen to vote on Senate Bill 30A. Is there any objection?
As amended.
Is there any objection? Representative Garrard? No. seeing none, so ordered. Representative Jensen, we're going to open this hearing, work session on Senate Bill 30A. How do you vote?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let the record show that Representative Jensen is voting aye, and this is the first aye he has voted on any ethics bill by this body.
Thank you, Representative Jensen. So noted.
Almost voted not to let him vote.
We're going to close the short work session on 30A, Senate Bill 30A. And I think I need to, I'll make sure, did I close this work session on 85? I don't think I did. So I'm going to close the work session. I did. We went to this one. So now we're going to open a work session on, and a, did we have it?
We've had a work session. We did not have a list
okay.
of Republicans.
We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2839. And I'm going to invite Representative Kotek to our work session.
I'm bringing my technical expert.
Okay. Revenue statement was issued. No physical impact. We have that statement as well. And I just wanted to get some clarification on the $16,000 and some other things, if you would like to explain before we vote on this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Tina Kotek, State Representative, House District 44, North and Northeast Portland. Thanks for having us back on House Bill 2839. You have before you today the Dash 2 amendments. As you recall, when we had the first public hearing on this bill, we discussed the Dash 1 amendments to provide a one-time fix for the 2008 tax year for registered domestic partners, and there was a slight language error with it after a consultation with the experts, and so we went back to LC. It's virtually the same, just clarifying at the time frame on the Dash 2s, and the revenue impact is on the Dash 2. We were able to the best of our ability, cross-check to get a sense of domestic registered domestic partners, people who had taken the tax break in the previous tax year, who had become registered as domestic partners in 2008, tried to do some cross-tabbing to get a sense of what an impact would be for just that tax year. That's what you have in front of you, the $16,000. It's a de minimis impact. There is no subsequent referral to the Revenue Committee, and we'll take questions, but we urge your full support of this Dash 2 and passing the bill. So thank you.
Any questions? Also, in checking and talking to people, the Speaker's office has said this is the $16,000 is de minimis, and it was in effect. It went away. It's coming back. So it's really not a change. It's just putting it back the way it was. So it does not meet the same standard that we might have had for others.
Temporary restoration would be.
It's a restoration, actually, as opposed to the other. So thank you for that. Any questions of these witnesses while we have them here? Seeing none, Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Dash 2 amendments dated April 7th into House Bill 2839.
Representative Edwards moves the adoption of House Bill, that amendment, Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2839, dated April 7th. Any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the amendments? Seeing none, so ordered. And now, Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2839 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Right. Representative Edwards moves House Bill 2839 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Berard?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Roland?
Aye.
Motion
passes, and we will assign Representative Kotek to carry this bill.
Thank you very much, and thank you, colleagues.
Thank you.
See you on the floor on this. Thank you.
So is there any... We'll close the hearing on House Bill 2839. Any discussion or comments?
Happy Easter.
Thank you, Representative.
He's in Albany.
Yeah. And with that note, we will close our hearing of the Rules Committee. All right.